Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and readings. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to take a few deep breaths with me. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today's reading is from Genesis 18, verses 1 through 15, out of the Voice translation. The Eternal One appeared once again to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre while he was resting at the entrance to his tent in the middle of a hot afternoon. Abraham glanced up and saw there were three men standing nearby. They seemed to appear out of nowhere. As soon as he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent out to where they were standing and greeted them warmly, instinctively bowing to the ground. Abraham said, "My Lord, if you would like to stay for a while, I beg you not to pass me by. I am your humble servant. Let me send someone for water in order to wash your feet. Please go and sit down under that tree over there and rest. Meanwhile, let me send for some bread so that you can nourish yourselves. After that, I will not keep you any further. You may be on your way since you have come and honored your servant with your presence." The three men said, "Please go and do what you have suggested." In spite of the heat, Abraham hurried into his tent to Sarah. And he said to Sarah, "Sarah, we have guests. Quickly prepare 3 measures of our best flour, knead it, and make cakes." Then Abraham ran to where his herds were pastured. He took a tender calf and gave it to one of his servants, who rushed off to prepare the choice meat. When it was ready, Abraham took curds and milk, along with the meat, and he placed all this lavish feast before his honored guests. He stood nearby under the tree while they ate to their fill. The three men asked, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" Abraham said, "She's right in there, in the tent." And one of the men said, "I will return here to you when life emerges from the womb of your wife, Sarah. She will give birth to a son." Now Sarah was behind her guests, listening to all of this from the entrance of the tent. Abraham and Sarah were quite old at this time, well advanced in years. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying under her breath, "At my age, I'm old and decrepit, as is my husband." But the Eternal heard what Sarah said and addressed Abraham. "Why does Sarah laugh and say to herself, 'There's no way I'm going to give birth at my age'? Is anything too difficult for the Eternal One to accomplish? At a time that I will determine, I will return here to you when life emerges from her womb. I am telling you, Sarah will give birth to a son." Sarah was embarrassed and tried to deny laughing. She feared these were no ordinary guests. Sarah said, "I wasn't laughing." But the Eternal One said, "That is not true, Sarah. You did laugh." The word of the Lord. Today, I wonder about the guests, the angels that came and appeared to Abraham and Sarah. I wonder about them eating a feast. I wonder if they had ever eaten anything before. I wonder if they were always in human form, or did they only appear that way to Abraham and Sarah? What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.